talked about this, that extraterrestrials have been letting us know that they're going to make themselves more visible, more and more visible. And we're seeing that happen right now. It's happening. It's starting. It's just,
well, I think there's a few things that I bring to the picture as well, because first of all, I believe that there are many types of extraterrestrials visiting us. So I want to say that. But it doesn't mean to say everything we see is extraterrestrial. There's a lot of explanations that come out.
Right, which goes to my first thing, which is there's so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot going on, right.
Yeah, but the visibility of what we're seeing is because our belief structures are starting to incorporate it into our understanding. And it's becoming more widely known. You know, James Webb, the telescope that went up and we can see right way across the universe into distant galaxies, are showing us that there's incalculable moments of things that are going on that we're not even sure about them being there 10 years ago. So we're starting to see things that we hadn't even known about, even up to about 2012. Now, that to me is incredible. Now, once we start to accept those things are there, and we start to understand that our planet is full of mysterious, full of marvelous, miraculous, mysterious things, then one of those things is that we've never been alone. We've always had company. Always. And you just got to look. You just look at the human race.
Yeah, look at exactly. The differences.
And tell me that we're just pure human.
Yeah. You know,
just
way.
Look at them. Yeah.
I have a question about that, actually. First of all, I just want to comment that what you're saying about our belief system is shifting and therefore more is visible to us is the same as everything we're talking about in all aspects of our lives. When you open up your mind on something, you see more, right? Or you know, in another way of saying, if you raise your vibration, an idea that you've heard a million times will hit you in a new way because you're seeing it differently. So that applies.
I see the shift.
Yes.
I see the shift.
Yeah. So right, exactly. So when they talk about like hybrid humans, like an Elon Musk, or they talk about, you know, different. Now, I'm not talking about the intentions of these humans, although it has been said that some serpents are out there to distract humans. Is any of this resonating with you? What does this mean to you when you hear people talk about hybrid humans?
Okay. The possibility is that we could all be hybrids.
Right, exactly. Which is your initial point saying.
Which is one thing that is possible. It could be that there are certain hybrids that have got different intelligence and different understandings that are there and that are bringing the consciousness to this particular part of the world or the universe. But there's also this possibility that there are different types of energy and different types of thought and different types of balance. And so we're going to have the balance. Everything that we see in our life, if we get it right, we get it balanced. If we get our recreation with our seriousness balanced, we feel great. If we get our energy, what we're eating, with our exercise, we get it balanced, we feel great. The universe is going to be very similar. It's going to be very balanced between things that are objective and things that aren't objective. Yeah. So we're going to get the balance in everything. So there's going to be, I mean, I was just watching a program on Skinwalker Ranch, this big ranch in the desert in America, a horrendous, amazing place where they reckon there's a portal above it, a certain frequency where they can actually, they've got literally time shifts and time slips. And it's amazing to watch because the time slips that are there are affecting the people that are living there and they're affecting the cattle that are grazing there. They're affecting everything about it, but they're on frequencies. Everything is on frequencies. And we're only just starting to introduce ourselves to these frequencies. Now, for me, with color, I've seen frequency in color for as long as I can remember. And when you look at
how it's changing,
I notice it, but I also notice people on different frequencies. So it's and animals on different frequencies.
Well, when you look at someone like Elon Musk or Beyonce, what are you seeing?
You got a good lawyer, Jackie.
I did. I just because I've been listening to people who I've been listening to people who have been at councils with extraterrestrials who have had experiences, and they keep defining these people as serpents, like seeing reptilians. Like reptilians.
Sounds very David Icke to me.
Yeah, so this is new language to me.
Right, let me just say it in a very, because everything that you can imagine, you can manifest. Everything.
1,000%.
Yep. So if you can think it, you can manifest it and you can create it. And I think that we create through thought. And I'm sure that a lot of people are coming to the same belief. But if we start creating things, like we created this character called Mothman in a comic in 1935 or something. And 10 years after that, lo and behold, we're seeing Mothmen. We're seeing them in actuality. So in the universe, we are creating, we are manifesting.
By the way, I just think about this every time I see these sci-fi movies with all of these new creations of worlds, I'm always thinking, ooh, that exists somewhere. It exists, yes, vibrationally. We know that everything exists vibrationally. Once you have a thought, it exists in a vibrational dimension. But I really think of it more even tangibly. It's like this actually exists somewhere.
Just think, right, the universe in a whole great big perspective. Think of all these sentient beings having thoughts and creating all this stuff that's created.
On each other. It's like it's all out there, right? Thoughts are attracted.
Pinging around. Yeah, absolutely. It's that pinging around of thoughts. But what it means is, even if we can't imagine it, something else can.
Right.
And if they can imagine, they can pass the thought to us.
Yeah, that exactly. And then it becomes available to us. But what is this reptilian thing? What is, well, is that just another species that people are talking about? And there's a hybrid of a reptilian and human.
Okay. I read about reptilians back in 1975. That was the first time I came across them. As a species.
Yeah.
And my thought was, okay, just somebody with a very vivid imagination is actually creating this. I've since sort of developed the views that there is every form of sentient life in the universe. And these reptilians are a part of that sentient life.
It's just one thing in an infinite number of.
It depends who you speak to. If I speak to someone like Timothy Good, Good is a friend of mine who's been doing research on UFOs. He will say the life in the universe is infinite, but as far as he knows, there's around about 76 sentient beings of different species contacting us. That's what he will say. Now, I don't know how he does it, whether he counts on his fingers or what.
Very specific and feels very small. But yes. Yeah.
But the whole thing about this opinion thing is the reptilians are documented in so many different texts, so many different theories. Drinking adrenaline through blood, you know, Dracula. You know, I mean, that story came from the reptilians part of that. Yeah, and we sort of pick up on these stories that are already written. But they're fiction, and we write them down.
Again, what is fiction? Fiction is nonfiction. It's all nonfiction, ultimately.
Exactly. Someone picks it up from the consciousness of the universe, writes it down. It becomes a nonfiction fiction 100%. Story. Okay. So reptilians, because we actually know about them, we've either created them or they've been created, and the thoughts have been pushed through to us.
Right.
Yeah. So there'll be a reality, but it's a reality that we don't have to really engage with. Because once we start engaging with different realities, then our thinking is going to be drawn towards those different types of reality. It's all about how we want to mold our own realities within the universe that we want to live in. And that comes from us being our own personal universe.
Yeah. It's so fun to think about, to speculate, to think about technologies that have been shared with us from outside of humanity, and which we just don't know. But it's, you know, I am excited. I don't worry, you know me, I believe that everything is always working out. There's the perfection and the divine, but the intentions, like we've talked about this, and I can just be honest about it. I during one period of time during my meditations, I had an experience where my right ear would get clogged up, almost like a swimmer's ear. And the inner voice that I'm used to hearing when I meditate or when I journal is very loving and warm and beautiful. It's not even a sound, it's just a feeling. And this was very specific. It sounded like a being on a blowhorn in my ear, like, give up your earthly possessions, okay? And it was just yell in my right ear. Right. And I was like, there's something else communicating with me right now. I had been sort of asking for that. And then what I realized was the other part of that was I could feel a presence of many entities in the room, like a full council in the room, right?
Okay.
And I got really excited. I'm going to go meditate and see what this is. What is happening? And then I realized I don't know what I'm asking in. I can't just be inviting entities in. I can't be doing this. I don't know the intentions. They seem pure and good, but I don't know. And I just decided, you know what? I'm not going to do this. Sort of shut it down. I went back to called forth my own angels so I could just go back to channeling. I'm like, you come forth. I just want to hear my own voice and the voices of my guides. But there are people that are experiencing visuals. They're going to meetings in other galaxies. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, I'm hearing that too, Jackie. I'm sort of hearing people talking about these things. And what I would love to do with anyone that talks about them, I'd love to talk to them.
I know.
I'd love to be able to understand where they come from and what their understanding of what they're going through is. In your situation, what you do, if you think about it, if you walk into a big hall and there's loads of people there and one person's got a megaphone, you're going to hear them.
That's right.
So
I don't know who, and I was just thinking, oh, everybody's light, everybody's love, this is all good. And maybe it is.
No, it's
but also
balance.
Maybe it's not, right?
No,
right.
No, Jackie, it's balance. Everything in the universe is balance.
Right.
It's both. It's that balance. Yeah. If you haven't got balance, then you have a heavy side.